You have your Bibles this morning. We just thank God for another glorious day. And we have a long day today, but it's going to be a good day all day. God has promised us never to leave us, neither to forsake us, but to be with us every step of the way. In the Acts of the Apostles, out of the third chapter, I'm going to read for your hearing this morning, verses 3 through 5. The Bible says, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. In verse 3, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked an alms. So he asked them for something. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. St. John 16:23-24. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Supporting scripture that you've already heard and you're hearing, Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. On the basis of those verses, I like to use a thought or the theme this morning. If you want to receive, you got to ask. If you want to receive, you got to ask. So I just offer you words of warning. Always take time out to do what you can while you can. Today might be the last message you hear me preach. I don't know when I'm going to die. And let us understand, young or old, you don't have to be sick. You don't have to be going through. I can be just as healthy and jumping around and die right here in the pulpit this morning. So we got to be ever so careful how we handle the situations that we are encountered with in our lives. But when we begin to think about just how blessed we are to come together again, I do feel better. Because sometimes you have to share the things that you're going through so you can help the people that you love to know that there are some things that you just cannot take for granted. We are assembled around a body of believers. And as you look around to your left and to your right, you are surrounded by believers. We believe in the Bible as being God's holy word that was given to men that were divinely inspired by the Holy Spirit. And it is our very foundation of which we stand. It is on Christ, the solid rock, that we stand this morning. And as we stand, we must trust the power of the Almighty God. Every now and then, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord does for me, there's this essential surge of joy that stirs through my heart. Every now and then, do you ever just feel good on the inside? You feel good about how the Lord has blessed you. You just thank God and you hear good news that somebody's out of the hospital. You know, every time you hear bad news, there's some good news to follow if you just keep your ear open long enough. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God for good news this morning. I got some good news to share with you. God still loves you despite yourself. I got some good news for you this morning. God will still walk with you every step of the way. Last week we talked about him being our shepherd and always being under his watchful eye. God takes care of us. He takes care of every need that we have. And those of us that believe him to be the shepherd, we have confidence this morning that anything we ask the Lord for, that the Lord have it right there for us. He is the supplier of all of our needs. We remember as we were taught as a child that if we saw something that we wanted, ask for it. You never got in trouble for getting anything that you asked for. But those things that you just took it upon yourself to just go get, mama didn't play that. You asked for what you want. And then we were taught that you work for what you want. that there's no need for any of us to be locked up for stealing the way that we were brought up. Because we weren't brought up that way. We were brought up to either ask for it or work for it. And a lot of times the things that you ask for, if you ask in faith, believing God, then God will give you the things that you ask him for. A lot of times we take it for granted, but it is just so simple. We have not because we ask not. Too many of us allow pride to stand in the way of our blessings because we are just too proud to ask. No, I need a helping hand, but I'm too proud. I'm not going to ask you. Well, now you're not hurting nobody but yourself. You better learn how to let go of pride and let that pride come down and humble yourself at the feet of Christ. The Bible, as it reads in Matthew 7:7, says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. What we have here is encouragement from Jesus as he continues his sermon on principles of the rule of the kingdom. Now, some of us, we like quick, hot, fast, stirring sermons. We like the sermon to come on and get to the good of it and let me get my blessing so I can go home. But now, as I was preparing this message and I looked here, and when you go back to the 5th chapter of Matthew, the 5th chapter talks about the principles of the rule of the king, the Sermon on the Mount. We know it to be the Beatitudes, and we use this a lot. We talk about the Beatitudes a lot, how the Lord Jesus went into the mountaintop, and he began to teach the Beatitudes to the people of God. But now, we know that we've been taught that when we read the Bible, that the things that are written in red in the New Testament means that this is Jesus speaking, correct? So now, for those of you that like 15-minute and 20-minute sermons, what do you think about this particular day when Jesus started in the 5th chapter, beginning to teach about the Beatitudes, and he's still talking in the 6th chapter, he's still talking in the 7th chapter, and he's still talking about the things that we need to know. So now, sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get out what God would have you to know. For we find here when he got over to the 7th chapter, the 7th verse, he encourages us to pray. For he realized that in time he already taught you the words of how to pray. He gave you an example back in chapter 6. But then he encourages you again in chapter 7 that if you want something, ask for it. He lets you know that there's got to be some action on your part. If you're looking for something, then you got to get up and go look for it. You can't wait on that job to come and fall in your lap. It's one thing to get on the phone and call somebody and say, you're hiring today. That's not going to get you a job. But you got to get up and go out there and seek out a job. You got to knock on some doors and open up some doors and fill out some applications and get some doors closed in your face. But realize that that's not the last door. There's another door over here and another door over there. If I don't get nothing here, I just got to keep on keeping on, because perseverance is what's going to make me make it through. You got to be determined. If you need it and you want it, you just can't say, oh, they got me blocked out. Let me say it how I feel it. Too many of us are backing up talking about the white man won't let me have. Then you get out there and you take it back. You got two legs just like the white man got two legs. God gave you a brain just like he gave him a brain. And there might have been things that may have been easier for him. We may have had it hard, but don't you know we got some folk in here that had it hard, but they made it. We got children that are making A's and B's that they can make it, but they cannot make it. And we tell them that doors are closed in their face. Ask for what you want. Believe in the power of God and believe in yourself. And anything that you ask in my name. That's what I'm talking about. There are things that are out there that might not be here in Lexington, but who said you had to stay in Lexington all your life? You can always come back to Lexington. Go somewhere, you might be able to drive back up in here in a Mercedes. You walked out. But you don't have to walk back. Go out there and let somebody know I'm a product, I'm a child of the King, and I'm going to do great things in my life. I'm coming back and do something for my mama. I'm coming back and help my church. I'm coming back and let my daddy know I know what you've been going through. If you want to receive, then you got to learn how to ask. And the only way that we know that to ask or to talk to God is in prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. When we ask, it means to use words in seeking an answer to a question. Ask is also defined as a purpose of a question to a person. And when you propose a question to a person, ask is also a request or a demand to invite or to make a request or to inquire about. We know about asking. No doubt in my mind, we don't know how to ask, but we just don't know what to ask. We ask the things that are not any of our business. We ask the thing that we're not going to help do anything about anyhow. But why are you worried about what I'm doing if you're not going to help me do what I got to do? Why are you worried how much I pay for my mortgage payment and you're not going to pay a mortgage payment for me? If it looks like I stay in a $200,000 house and you don't like it, don't worry about how much I'm paying to stay there. If I get put out tomorrow, you're not going to give me nowhere to lay my head. So why are you asking me something that's none of your business? Yeah, we know how to ask. You think you saw something, you begin to ask questions. You know how sometimes some folk tell you that if they wanted you to know, they would have told you. So sometimes if they leave certain things out, leave it alone. We so nosy. But until we can help ourselves, how many other folk are we going to be able to help? So what we have to understand, though, even though you might be genuinely concerned, concern still don't pay bills. Concern is not a healer. What's wrong with you? You've been to the doctor. I want to know what's wrong with you. Why? Are you a doctor? Can you help my case? Then why do you need to know what's wrong with me? Pray for me. Don't talk about me. Just pray for me. Anybody want anybody to stop talking about them or at them and just pray to God for them? If you can get a prayer through, then pray for me. And if you can't get a prayer through, pray for yourself until you can get one through. When we are confronted with our deficiencies in life, what the Bible is teaching us this morning is all we got to do is ask the shepherd. For the shepherd to supply every need that we have in life. We got to believe that if we ask God for what we need, then when we seek it out, we'll be able to find it. When we knock, we are trusting and believing in God that he has the power to do what we ask him to do. Now, as we read it, as John writes it in the 16th chapter, it says, in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. And I see red. So Jesus is saying, in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye ask in my name, in my Father's name, he'll give it to you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name, ye shall receive that your joy may be full. See, sometimes people don't understand your walk. Sometimes people don't understand how is it that you can love God anyhow and know that you're going through one trial after another. But every now and then in this life that God have given you, you ought to be willing to let go and let God have his way. You see, we got to understand this morning that a lot of times we don't have what we need because we don't act like true believers. Believers this morning, we ask God for something and know that if I ask God, then everything is going to come to pass. One thing about being a believer this morning is knowing that anything God said that he'd do, then God will do just what he said he'd do. God has a way to take care of a situation. Doesn't matter how long you've been in that situation. But you can talk to the Lord thy God. And you can know that God will make a way out of no way. We got to learn that when we ask God for something, that we got to learn how to receive it from the Lord thy God. But when I want God to do something in my life, I learn how to sit down and talk to my God. And when I talk to my God, I know that he'll hear my humble cry. Every now and then in my life, I find that I don't have everything that I need. So I'm reminded this morning of a story that I find in the third act of the apostles, where there was a man that sat by the gate called Beautiful. There was a man that sat there every day. And as the man sat there, he asked for alms of those that were going in and out of the temple. There's somebody out there on the road right now asking somebody for a helping hand. Somebody sitting there by the roadside. Got a sign said that I'll work for food. Somebody's out there this morning washing cars and window panes. Say, if you just give me a couple of dollars, I'll do whatever you need me to do. Somebody's out there this morning not waiting on a handout, but are willing to ask God for what they want. Somebody know God this morning that the Lord will make a way out of no way. When I look here in the Word of God, I feel good down in my heart. For I find that Peter, James, and John, when they went up into the temple in the hour of prayer, they tell me that this was the ninth hour, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and God was getting ready to bless his people. Every now and then we ought to come together, and we ought to have a praise in our mouth. We ought to be willing to tell the Lord thank you. But they tell me when they got there at the ninth hour, that there was a certain man that was lame from his mother's womb. He'd been carried there to the temple every day. See, don't you know when you act like somebody, God will have somebody to give you a helping hand. But this man couldn't get there all by himself. But every day, somebody brought the man to the gate. I'm glad to know this morning that if I didn't have legs to walk, then maybe I got a friend on the left or a friend on my right that will pick me up and carry me where I need to go. I'm glad this morning when I read about this lame man, that the man was lame all the way from birth. He came out the womb and never learned how to walk. Don't you know when you got to depend on somebody, you better be grateful for everything that happens in your life. Because don't nobody have to do nothing for you in your life this morning. But I'm glad to know God for myself. I know the Lord will make a way out of no way. I know that if I wait on God, that God will come to my rescue. And I began to look at this verse. And I believe the man had been waiting a long time. But on this very special day, the Bible says he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple. And the man held out his hand and he asked them for a little bit of change. Peter fastened his eyes upon him and John said, look on us. Don't you look like we don't have very much? But he gave heed unto them. For he expected something for them. He was just like a little child. When a child asks you for something, then they believe down in their heart, I'm going to get what I asked for because I love the Lord. I'm going to get what I asked for because I'm on the Lord's side. But the Bible said that Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. In other words, I don't have no money to give you this morning, but I got power from the Lord thy God. I might not have any money in my pocket, but I got something that I can give you this morning. The Bible said that when he reached down, grabbed the man by the hand, and the man stood up on his feet. And the Bible said immediately his feet and his ankle bones received their strength back. If you ask God to give you your strength back, God will come to your rescue. If you ask God to bless your very soul, God will come to your rescue. If you want to receive this morning, then you got to learn how to ask. You gotta ask God for everything that you want. You gotta learn that if I ask the Lord, God will give me the desires of my heart. I'm glad that all I gotta do is ask my God for what I want this morning. I gotta seek out the Lord while he may be found. I gotta knock so somebody will open up the door. When the door open up, I'm gonna step in. I'm gonna say, thank you, Lord, for opening up my door. Thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord, for you sit high and you look down low. You've been blessing me over and over, and all I want to do is take time out to tell the Lord thank you. Anybody glad? Anybody love God? Anybody want to tell him thank you? Tell him thank you for touching your body. Thank you for healing your soul. Thank you. Thank you for giving you a walk to believe in the power of God. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. I'm glad that one day shall I ask the Lord. All I want is a little more grace. All I want is to walk like somebody. All I want is to hear my Lord say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. If you want something and you expect to receive it, then you got to ask for it. It's yours. So said the Lord thy God. I don't care what nobody else say. If you ask God and you believe God, then it's yours. If you ask in the name of Cain, then you're going to be lost. But if you ask in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, then he has said that whatsoever you ask for in his name, that he shall give it unto you. And I believe there's some believers in here this morning. I believe somebody in here have asked God, bless me, bless my family, bless my children. Watch over them in the midnight hour. Watch over them as they travel across the seas. Watch over them when I can't be there with them. Father God, don't let nothing happen to my babies. You see, we talk to him all the time. But when you ask him for it, believe that he'll give you what you ask for. If you want it, just ask for it. And you shall receive what thus said the Lord thy God. See, I thank God that this particular man, after many, many times of sitting at the gate, one day the right man passed by. See, sometimes a handout will keep you crippled. But if you get the healing, then you can get up and you start taking care of yourself. See, a handout take care of right now. But a healing and a blessing from God take care of the after a while. See, that's what I'm talking about, is after a while. It's all right to get full today, but you're going to get hungry tomorrow. So know the shepherd. And the shepherd will take care of you. He's already doing it. The only thing is sometimes we don't acknowledge where our blessings are really coming from. Yes, you work hard, but where do your strength come from? Yes, you use wise judgment. You don't waste your money, but where did intellect come from? Hallelujah, Jesus. So much to be thankful for this morning. If you want to receive, you got to ask.